I'm Jamisha Millard, and for this week's news story, I'm speaking with Warren Clark, founder of the Afro-Caribbean Mentorship Program. The Afro-Caribbean Mentorship Program is hosting the More Than Networking event Friday, November 27th. This event brings high school and post-secondary students of color together with racialized and non-racialized professionals to network in hopes of creating meaningful connections for positive outcomes. At first, what made you want to launch this initiative as well as the Afro-Caribbean Mentorship Program?
Oh, good question. The Afro-Caribbean Mentorship Program was a beautiful accident. And I say that because it wasn't something that I specifically was going to design some point in my life, but I'm glad I did. What I mean is a beautiful accident is because a few undergrad students at Carleton University approached me. A few of them actually, they were in my class I was teeing for that year. And they'd asked me what was the best way of approaching to their application for grad school. And I gave them, a little bit of advice, and I thought that was going to be it. And then it turned into, hey, can you sit down with us one evening and can you go through the ins and outs of how you did this, get into grad school? And to my surprise, I thought, it was going to probably be 10 or 20 of them that they'd invite their friends, and it ended up being 80 people showing up to this event where, I'm very humbled and happy to, share my knowledge and my expertise and, and my experience of my journey through academia. And, with that being said, it was a beautiful thing, and it was an eye-opener for me to realize that anti-Black racism, it doesn't stop at the doorstep institution. It definitely seeps into the moments of university spaces. Now, why do I say that? It's because it's not that overt or, that overt racism. It's more covert, what we notice in the academic spaces more times, where Afro-Caribbean Black students feel that they don't have the supports and have the resources or the people to help them through to be successful in academia, post-secondary education. So this is not a program where it's a Warren focus, but it's a program that focuses on bringing everyone together to identify where the gaps are in Black students' learning, and let's fill in those gaps collectively. To answer your second question in terms of, how did we come up with this More Than Networking event, it's in line with what I just mentioned, right? It's locating those gaps in, Black students' learning experiences and filling them in. And one of the big gaps is networking and how to network and how to put your best foot forward to get to the career that you want to achieve or into the social circles that will help to create positive outcomes for these young people. So the one thing that we do very well in our Black communities is we identify what the problems are. And I say that with respect. We are very quick to say, okay, this is anti-Black racism, this is anti-Black racism, or this is what's plaguing our Black youth in certain moments. But one thing we could do better, including me, and this is me practicing to do better, is doing something about it. Meaning, create events, create access moments, opportunities, so these Black youth can access information and social resources for their upward mobility. It could be argued that there are Black organizations that are creating them, and they are. But I think we can do a more intentional job in creating more relationships of solidarity within our Black communities. For example, we have a big divide between our African ethnicities, Black ethnicities. I use that respectfully. I shouldn't actually couple Black with African. And then we have the Caribbean Black, right? We also have a divide between North American Black and African Black, right? Mm-hmm. So we need to be more intentional to understand what ethnicity really means in our communities, and how we can work together in a relationship of solidarity among all of us. We are African descent. Yes, we come from different countries in the continent, but I think we have an opportunity here in North America to be more intentional of how we can support each other and understand our identities are fluid and respect the fluidity of our identities.
Because of COVID-19, has the launch of events been less or more successful?
Yeah, good question. I think the events have been successful regardless of COVID or not. You know, it's numbers meaning attendance. You know, we have definitely seen a decreasing amount of people who are coming out to the events because everything is online. In comparison, you know, our first event for this year, we had about 60 people online show up, which one would say that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But we're used to having numbers such as 150 upwards to 700 people show up at our events. And it's not about the numbers per se, meaning, oh, people are showing up, that means we're successful, because, you know, it doesn't matter if people show up. It's about what are they receiving from the information at these events. And we are still seeing success, but we're not seeing the numbers like we used to. And I think that goes for a lot of organizations right now. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about what we're doing is we are being very intentional about how we position access to opportunities and access to information, meaning it's not just coming from one person. We have guest speakers such as Dr. Joyce Offenday from the U of T, Dr. Cian Wilson from Wilfrid Laurier, for example, who provided absolute and great insight to our previous events, particularly on exploring Black literature and the importance of Black scholarship, and also, again, another how to get into grad school follow-up from our previous years. So, you know, we recognize that, you know, COVID is a hindrance, but we're not using that as our excuse, at least, to say we can't offer great information to people who show up.
Great. And aside from the guest speakers, the fact that events are now virtual, how are you making sure that everything is, like, still engaging for everybody?
Just to circle back, to what I just mentioned, you know, one of the things we're doing intentionally is to ensure that we have, you know, guest speakers, as I mentioned, you know, Dr. Day and Dr. Wilson. And then, you know, particularly for more the networking event, we're having professionals from our racialized ACB, Afro-Caribbean Black, and non-racialized communities to interact. So we're making it worthwhile for people, students particularly, or young people particularly, to come out, not only to, you know, hear Warren or hear a guest person speak, but for them to be interactive in the conversations so they can ask critical questions for their own academic and career path. So, you know, and aside from the great incentives that we're offering, I got to make a shout out to the money we're giving away to, you know, scholarship money, I mean, and book bursary money. But mm-hmm. we're being very intentional where when we connect incentives, it's for a purpose. It's not just to give away money. Mm-hmm. And the money just facilitates more and more learning.
Can you tell me a bit more about the workshop on November 25th, made to prepare students for the More Than Networking event?
Yeah, so the workshop, as I was alluding to earlier, is another signal to encourage, you know, ACB students' learning curve, meaning preparing them for their careers. And when we say preparing for the careers, there's a lot of emphasis, particularly in our Black communities, and I can attest to this as a once young person. You know, parents, you know, my parents would say, well, just go to school, get education, get a good job. And there's truth to that. However, you know, one of the things is many Black households who lead with that in mind, that we don't realize in those households, respectfully saying, that, you know, we have to create a path for these young people to know, understand how to do that. It's not just saying and they're going to do. We have to give and show opportunity. Right? Mm-hmm. So this is what this networking is all about. Yes, we're going to, and we always preach, hey, yes, go to school, get a great education, but let's show you how to do that while you're doing it. Meaning, let's show you how to network. Networking is a huge thing, a part of academia that a lot of people don't realize. For example, when you're applying for graduate school programs, you should be networking with professors and understanding if these professors that you want to work with is the right fit to do your research. Because let's say if you get into the grad program and you didn't have that moment to actually sit down with that professor and actually speak with them and learn from them to understand where both of you can work together, you can end up in a situation where you've entered the grad program, but you're with a professor who is not in line, and they're not in line, respectfully, with your research and your outlook. Mm-hmm. You know, I can give you an example for me. My supervisor, Dr. Jacqueline Cannelli, she's a great mentor to me, you know, and
I'm from Toronto, and I purposely drove out to Ottawa to meet her and network with her before signing that contract, that graduate school contract, to say, yeah, I'm going to sign up to be a graduate student at Carleton University. So all in all, you know, we have to think about these moments of education and mentorship to be very important to the young, ACB young people's social development. But particularly with this event, it's about not only teaching these young people how to network, but encouraging them to maintain great relationships and how to build positive relationships while they're doing the many things they're doing in academia, right? So when, you know, for example, a good story I'll give really quickly, the one thing that we've observed each time through the More Than Networking events is that young people are connecting with professionals and men going on to do fantastic things. I say, you know, for example, Nathaniel Black, who's a Carleton University student, came out to one of our networking events. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that it's Warren Clark or the More Than Networking event that facilitated a relationship with him and City Councilor Russell King. But, you know, it was an opportunity for him to meet City Councilor Russell King respectfully, where they're now working in a relational solidarity, doing amazing things in our Ottawa community. And we don't take any credit for that. We don't. It's not because of an ACMP or any ACMP associates. It's about our community recognizing the need to build these relationships. So, mm-hmm. you know, the one thing that I will leave, I'll finish with in this conversation, is that we're very intentional in our ACMP initiative is to build those relationships, is to empower while we're building those relationships, but also to encourage young Afro-Caribbean Black students to know that they can reach their potential and know that they have supports while in the academic space and know that through those supports that there's going to be an alleviation of anti-Black racism. And I say that because, you know, ACMP cannot rid anti-Black racism. You know, it's going to take mm-hmm. a collective of people in the university spaces. So we have four events. I'm going to give a shout out to all the events we have. And please check out our website, weareacmp.com. We have four events. The one we're just speaking about, More Than Networking, third annual More Than Networking event happening on November 27th from 6 to 9. Great professionals are going to be there. We also have two great events happening this week, which is our financial literacy event this Friday and our Changing the Narrative event, which we're talking about how anti-Black racism moves between two countries, particularly Canada and United States. We have great guest speakers, professors from the U.S. and advocates from the U.S., while also advocates and professors and great people from Canada speaking in a racial solidarity and educating our audience. So please check out our events. If you can, we'll have some of them recorded, so there will be still opportunity to get involved one way or another.
I'm Tamisha Millard, and on this week's news story, I spoke with Warren Clark, founder of the Afro-Caribbean Mentorship Program. We spoke about the upcoming event called More Than Networking, offered to high school and post-secondary students of color. If interested, you can register for free on their website at weareacmp.com. Thank you for listening to this week's news story. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.